Okay, so chazer for 2 seconds. We're just trying to learn together. We're really just trying to be simple. Simple is sometimes the best. Mostly, usually is the best. Yeah, usually is the best. So we started in the Sefer Mitzvahs of the Rambam. Wanted to get a feel just for the mitzvah, right? A very compact explanation of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That was mitzvah Kufin on Zion. So we learned about that. That was discussing the mitzvah Vigata Lavincha, right? And all the Sipur that we have to go through, that telling over the story, telling over the Shibud, telling over the release, telling over the Nisim Vineflos, and also Hoda is a very important part of that, right? A few aspects the Rambam told us. Then the Rambam said to us, even if they don't ask you questions, Ki Yishalcha Bincha Macha Limor, even if they don't ask you, Vigata Lavincha, you have to teach them. And then we said, how do you know that even if you don't have any children? So that's when he brought the pasuk of Zochar as Yom HaZeh Asher Yitzas Mitzrayim. There's always a mitzvah to remember the day that you left Mitzrayim, whether you have children or not have children, right? And he compared it at the end, we're going to come back to this today, he compared it to Zochar as Yom HaShabbos HaKachu. Just like you have to remember Shabbos, which we know that you have to know, the truth is we have to know what he's exactly comparing. You could say that just like you have to remember Shabbos every day, so therefore there's a basic commandment to remember Pesach every day, and also the night, of course, of Pesach itself. You have to remember Zeich Yetzias Mitzrayim. We'll go into that a little bit more, maybe.
And we have it all over the top and everywhere. All the time.
We have Zeich Yetzias Mitzrayim all over the place. That was the Rambam in the Mitzvah. Fine. See, Pesach Yetzias Mitzrayim. So then we start in Perek Shvi in the Mishnah Torah, in the Yad Chazaka. So Perek Shvi goes through this Mitzvah. And we started yesterday, and let's just chazer it over a little bit inside, a little bit outside. So Halacha Aleph said that there's a Mitzvah Asay L'Saper B'Nisim V'Neflos. There's a Mitzvah Asay to tell over the story. It's a Sipur, right? Which is the ikur nekuda difference between this and the rest of the year. It's a sipur. It's not a zecher stam. It's a sipur. What happened to us, fine. And he brings the pasuk in Israel, Yishua Nassim pointed out, he brings the pasuk right away, Zocher Yom HaZeh, Asher Yitzas Mitzrayim. You have to tell over on the night of the 15th, the whole sipur, because Zocher Yom HaZeh. Remember the day they took you out of Mitzrayim. So we pointed out, what do you mean? In the Sefer Mitzvah, the whole tachas, the whole motivation, the whole chiyuv for tonight is generated by the pasuk of Yigad Levincha, not Zachar Yom HaZeh says in Mitzrayim. That came in later in the Sefer HaMitzvahs to explain to us that even if you don't have any children, you still have to fall back on that mitzvah of Zecher. But why is the Rambam here starting with that when that's not really the motivation for the night of the 15th? And again, now this Sefer of Rambam is halachic. Right? This is the Mishnah Torah. This is where he's going through Kol Derech Kulin and explaining all of this. And he says, let's just read it again inside. Mitzvah Saseh, Halacha Aleph, Mitzvah Saseh, Shav Torah, Saper, B'Nisim, V'Neflos. To Mitzvah Saseh, to tell over the Nisim, V'Neflos. That'd be interesting to analyze what's the difference between a Neis and a Pella, but okay, not for now. Shenasu L'Avosinim Mitzrayim, what happened to us, B'Lil Chamisha, also B'Nisim, happened to the 15th of Nisan. Shenemar, as it says, Zalcher Seyom HaZeh Asher Yitzasim Mitzrayim. As it says, right, remember the day that you left Mitzrayim. You should always remember that day. And of course, on the night itself, we should remember the night that we left. What does he mean by that? Like it says, Zachar Yom HaShabbos. What's he? Can't you just keep it to Pesach? What's he bringing the Shabbos over here? Now he said that also in the Sefer Mitzvahs. Anybody? What Shaychus, the night of the 15th, telling over the story?
Shabbos. You have to remember Shabbos is a big deal, so is this.
I need to know a little more than that. A little more than that. Yeah. I don't know. You tell me. What do you think? Then he just goes on. Uminai, and how do you know on the 15th night? Meaning, Zocher Yom HaZeh is every night of the year. How do you know specifically on the 15th? That's where the Rambam says. Third line, he got it to the Vincha B'Yom Limor. At the time that there's Bavur Zeh, when there's Matzah, Umor Munalchim Lefanecha.
Also, if you're saying it's a Sipur, why is he's connecting to Zocher? Because we said before.
Yeah, that's also an interesting thing. He got it to tell over the story. That connection, that's more connected to the word Sipur, as opposed to the word Zachor, which is more of a, almost like a simple remembrance, not a Sipur. So that's another problem. The Shabbos part we're going to talk about, this part I'm bothered about. I don't know how to explain that, but I'll tell you like this. Yeah.
Is Zachor the part we learn Kiddush from?
Shabbos.
That's all I have.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Okay. It's a solid start. What? So yeah, but how does that connect to the Dafka the 15th, 9th, the 15th? I mean, that's for care. So just like on Shabbos, Zocher Yom HaShabbos, every single day you have to remember we're just quoting the Gemara with Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai. Every single day we prepare for Shabbos, get the new meats. So too, every single day you have to speak about Yitzis Mitzrayim. And then the Rambam says, and the 15th is a special mitzvah Gadata. It could be something like that. Could be something like that. In connection to that, let's go back. We'll have to say for mitzvahs for a second. You have to say for mitzvahs? It's a good thing it was on the same page. So turn to where we start in Kufnun Zion. Look up two mitzvahs. Kufnun Hay. Right? You ever have it?
Yeah.
Is it Kufnun Hay? Let's read this halach. Let's read this mitzvah for a second. The mitzvah Kufnun Hay hi shetzivanu lekadish es haShabbos. It's mekadish Shabbos. V'lomar dvarim, and to say words b'chinisasa when they enter. Obviously kiddush. Ubitziyaso havdala nizkar bam godel hayom, to mention the greatness of the day. Uma'aloso, and its greatness. It's right kiddush. V'havdalo v'havdelu mishah hayomim the hevdel. Hakom menu b'abam achrav, and to say that separation between Shabbos, the days before Shabbos, the days after Shabbos. V'uamr yisal zochar es yom haShabbos akatcha, and this is the mitzvah zochar es yom haShabbos akatcha. Right. We'll read a few more lines. Kloma means to say Zachreyu Zecher Kedusha Vagdala. To what? To remember, to mention the Kedusha and the Hagdala and the greatness. Zu hi mitzvah Kiddush. This is Kiddush. V'lashon Mechilta Zachas Yom HaShavas Kadsha L'Kadsho Kadsheu B'Bracha. So the Mechilta, the Medrash learns that when it says Zachas Yom HaShavas Kadsha, remember Shabbos to its Kedusha, you have to be Mekadish it with a Bracha. Saying, right, Kiddush? And the Gemara learns out, it's Zachary al Yain, Dafka on the Yain. It's not just a bracha, but it's a coast bracha with wine. That's why we have Kiddush together, right? You could have just thought, just say Mekadosh Shabbos without a wine. Right, we put it all together. Machlokas is the wine, the rest of the Rabbanan. Fine. The Amru Gamkein Kadshayu B'chinisasu B'kadshayu B'yitziyasu. Say a Kiddush at the beginning, Kiddush, and the end at the end, which is Avdallah. Klomar HaHavdallah Shigam Chelik Maskir Shabbos Mitukenes Mitzuvah. And Havdalah is also part of the mentioning of Shabbos, and it's part of the Tikkun. Fine. This is the mitzvah according to the Rambam, Zachar Yom HaShabbos Kachav. Correct? Clear? So now, what does he mean? We have to mention, we tell over the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Zachar Yom HaZeh, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kemo Shenemar, Zachar Yom HaShabbos. Right? Rambam compares the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim to Kiddush, Shabbos. We just read the mitzvah of Kiddush. What aspect is he comparing? That's what I think it is. You see from Zohar Yom HaShabbos Akadosh, Rambam says, look at the first line. He should sivan lekadosh as a Shabbos v'lomar devarim. You have to actually say words. You
can't tell a story without it.
So Zohar of Mitzrayim doesn't just mean thinking about it, reading a nice book about it. You have to say words, literally saying words, just like it says Zohar Yom HaShabbos. Just like on Shabbos, you have to say words in Mekadosh. So too, on the most basic ingredient of the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, you have to talk.
I don't know Hebrew or grammar, but Lamer seems a little bit extra when I say about the God of Vincha, no?
Because Lamer could be a softer speech.
Could be a what?
Softer speech.
Soft speech.
He got it as like more of like a commanding or a telling.
Well,
Lamer is more like
could
a...
Then we're saying what you... God of Vincha, tell over your son. Well, it seems...
I don't know. Lamer saying what you have to say. Bavor zeh. I mean, that's the whole tachas of the Sibur, is to say because of Pesach Matzah Mor.
And if you left that Lamar, it would
also... So look up the Mepharshim. Here.
No time, what do you got?
Look up what the Mepharshim say. What?
No, the question is, the whole mitzvah is Sipur, the whole mitzvah is Megadta, so why do I need an extra, why do I need a comparison to Shabbos to tell me that you need to speak it out?
I'm with that. Also, Guy said the same thing, just in the opposite way.
I don't fully know, but the Rambam, and you see, well, I'll tell you like this. There is a problem with the pasuk of Yigadat Levincha. It's not a problem. The Rambam told us, I forgot the word is, there's a, because if you just had Yigadat Levincha, then you would think it's only if you have children. And if you have no children, so maybe I don't need to do Sipur. So the Rambam says, no, it's Zohar Yom HaZeh, Sheyitzatz Mitzrayim. you fall, kilu fall back on the Iker mitzvah.
Take away the Sipur.
So you always need Zachar. That's the, really, that's the overriding mitzvah. If you got it to the Vincha, then comes and says, specifically on this night, there's an extra mitzvah where we're adding the Sipur. Right? Because there's a lot of other aspects. You have to get to all the halachas.
To tell a story, at the end of the day, you still remember, there is a Zachar there. You can't have a Zachar that... Sipur.
Of course. Right. Of course. Well, but we're piggybacking. Zachar is the basic.
All right.
And then we're adding on this night.
It's level one, level two.
See, when it came to the mitzvah in the Ram of Kufnan Zion, he's specifically referring to the mitzvah of Sipur Simchas Yisraim. That's why he starts off. Vigad to Levincha, and then when he's going through the mitzvah and says, "Yeah, but there's a problem with that because you might think only if you have children," he says, "No. But there's Zachar as Yom Hazeh. You still tonight have to mention it to yourself or to your wife, even if there's no children." Whereas by the halachas, we're telling you how to do the mitzvah, right? This is the halachas, not the sefer mitzvahs. This is how to do it. You need to know. First off, you need to tell a story. You can't just give them kids a book. You have to say over the words, and then there's extras. This is not stam. This zachar is a little bit different because it's connected to a vigad to levincha. So it's more of a sipur. Even if there's no children, there's still zachar.
Wait, so I guess vigad to levincha is like the glasses through which zachar is projecting almost.
Yes. On this night, yes, that's how it's
said. Otherwise, the zechir would be the same way, the same thing as every other day.
Correct. That's why he starts off. You have the regular mitzvah of Zachar, but it's dafkin. It's still harder than the words of the Rambam. I'm with you, but it's still.
Does that mean there's no mitzvah for Sipur at all by an adult? I'm saying it's
of course
only
there is.
Oh, there is.
No,
there is.
Right.
The Rambam says that is, on this night, Vigad to Levincha is Lav Dafka. Meaning the Haggadah is Dafka, Levincha is Lav Dafka. Because you still fall back, right? It's a combination. On the night of Pesach, you have two mitzvahs at the same time. Zachor and Vigadita. So Vigadita tells me that tonight's mitzvah of Yitzhak Mitzrayim is special to Sipur. And Zachor teaches me that even if there's no children, you still need to do this mitzvah of Sipur, but for yourself or for whoever. That's what the Rambam's learning.
I have another like method. The Shesh Zachiros, Zachar and Mashal is one of them.
Yeah.
You don't have a mitzvah to say Kiddush on the week. If anything, it's Brachah Levtel. On Shabbos, something activates that it's Shabbos. The Zachar is not just Zachir of a Shabbos. You have to make Kiddush. So by Zachar as Yitzhias Mitzrayim, every day you have to remember that. But on Pesach, you have something activates where that Zachir is the telling. Just like Shabbos, you have to Zachir every day. But on Shabbos, you have to make Kiddush. So too on Pesach, you have Zechir every day, but on Pesach itself, something activates, you have to actually say something out. You got it, the Labincha is only coming to say that if you didn't have any sons, you still have to say it out to yourself. Because you might say the Labincha is only to your sons. My question, the same is coming from, like, Zechir, why we always said Zechir is not saying out. Now we're saying it is, like how... What's the difference between now and on Pesach and during the week or during any regular day? There's a Zechira.
You're answering Vigadita and that's the answer?
Well, no.
Are you saying an answer?
My point is Zechira on Pesach is a different Zechira than during the year.
Because it's Vigadita. Because it's Vigadita. If there would be no Vigadita, then it would be the same.
But he doesn't even bring Vigadita here.
He does. He says, and how do you know on the 15th night there's something like special? Vigadita Levincha. It's their third line.
But he already brought Zachar Yom HaShabbos.
That is, I know it's a combination. It's
because you have to say that on Pesach, on Shabbos itself, there's a different Zichur. Zichur takes on a different Maisa.
No, but you can't. This pasuk is every day of the year. So
is Zachar Yom HaShabbos. But you don't have a mitzvah to say Kiddush on the week. Zachar on Shabbos means Kiddush. You have to say something out loud. But you have a Zichur for Shabbos every day. So what's the difference between Zachar and Zachar? Between the week and Shabbos? It's Kiddush. I have a problem because we're conflating Zachar as something that is in not Maisa Dik with something that is Maisa Dik. Like, you have to pick one. You can't just like say like, oh, in this case, Zachar doesn't mean anything, really. But on Shabbos, Zachar means Kiddush, or on Pesach Zachar means, you know, let's say something out loud. So since he compares it to Shabbos, it must mean that Zachar do has two aspects to it.
Okay. These Ram people, yeah, they go crazy with these Rams. Okay. So let's go weiter. So he says, and now let's go weiter. So he says in Halacha Beis, Mitzvah Lahudia. Every word of the Rambam is like, he was medactic in every single word, but every single word can make you crazy. Because now he says Mitzvah Lahudia Labanim. He just said Lesaper. Now he's saying Lahudia. What is it? To inform your children, okay? Vafilo shalu, even if they don't ask you, shenemar vigarta levincha. Right, tell them, even though they didn't ask you, because again, we know as the pasuk says, ki yeshalcha bincha machar lema, when your kids ask you. So you might think it's only if they ask you. So the Rambam says, no. There's another pasuk. The Gemara brings this. It says, vigarta levincha. Tell them, even if they don't ask you. Vafidaito shel ben aviv lamdo. According to the das of the ben, each kid we know chacham rasha. This is right. The father has to teach him. That's why we have the Chacham Rasha, because each kid needs what they each need their own Torahs. I was learning with somebody yesterday. I said it's a shtick of Musar, but I'll say it anyway. So it says by the, it's interesting because it says we're talking about Avadim Hayinu, right? Manish Tana Halayla Zeh, right? Why do we have all these things different? Answer is Avadim Hayinu, because we were Avadim, and Hashem took us out. Very simple. That's the answer. That's why tonight's different, and that's what we're remembering for every year. So it says Baruch Hamakom Baruch Hu, Baruch Shanas Antor Le'Am Yisrael. Can I get our Bonim Dibra Torah? Right? All of Torahs, can I get our Bonim? So you have, if you look at the questions, so even by the Rosh of the Tam Lashainu De Lashol, they're asking Pesach questions. Okay, or the Rosh is not asking questions, but it's Pesach Dik. If you look at the Haggadah, here, where is the Haggadah? I had one over here. It's in spiral, it's under here. Yeah, take it here, I'll show you. It's a shtick of Musa, but.
So you have to prepare me, just.
Is that your Haggadah? This is the Shol. Another thing on Mondays is Shol Yurvich. All right, Shol. Hmm. So you said you liked it. I said I'm
what Haggadah do you use?
Maxwell's.
That's what he has. That's what he has, like, in back of his,
no,
like, his Rashash.
I don't like to...
His Haggadah Rashash.
Nah. Chochma Omer. What are the edus and the chukim? He's thinking about kol Torah kula. The Rosh says, you know, what's this avoda that you're doing? And then tonight, what are you doing? The Tam says, what is this? What does it say there? So we answer, b'chozek yad hotzeinu Hashem Mitzrayim. By the Rosh, we answer Mitzrayim. By the Sheinu de l'shol, v'gadta levincha. But by the Chacham, he's asking, what's with kol Torah kula? So we answer him, tell him Hilchas Pesach and Ein Maftir Nachar Pesach Afikomen. So it's like, you know, sometimes, you know, kids come home and they, you know, or like this, we'll talk like this. You have a big chacham. Yeah, you're a big chacham. He learns something for the first time. He learns about, you know, Pesach. And he thinks he's like a big baki. He starts asking about, like, he starts, you know, he's hearing like a shir about one little topic. And then he starts asking about, like, the craziest philosophical. He just, like, goes off. You know, like Rabbi always says, like some guy is, you know, he's teaching about Kiddush or something. I don't know, I'm just making it up. He's teaching about Kiddush. And somebody's saying, oh, Kiddush, aha, mitzvahs, oh, Hashem, oh, why did Hashem make the Holocaust? You know, like they go to this crazy, he's a big chacham. He knows like one little thing, so he starts asking about everything. This chacham, he knows like some little stuff about, you know, he's learning a little bit. And he starts asking about kol Torah kula. Buddy, you know what we tell him? Buddy.
Stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane. It's Pesach tonight. Tell him Hilchas Pesach. You want a little? We'll tell you Hilchas Pesach. But ain't I'm after an Achar Pesach Avikomen? We don't go after the Karm. There's no more halachas. Right now, stay in your lane. Now, sometimes you have the kids, they come home, and they want to tell like 800 divrei Torah at the Seder. That's not the tachlis for the night. If it brings them a big joy and the father enjoys it, and from there you come to Emunah and a Kodesh Baruch, fine. Fine. But
I don't know any father like that, but yeah.
Neither do I. But here we're doing a Pesach here. You want a little more? I don't know. Why did I start with that? Oh, because each son needs to be taught properly. Right? Tonight we're talking about Emunah and a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Very simple. Very simple. Right, anyway. It was a little bit of a monster. Mm-hmm. Tell Dr. Shaw, I liked it.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't tell the Kabbalah story. The guy who came with the conscious to Rebbe.
I told you.
You tell it all the time.
I do. What did he?
This guy started learning Kabbalah. He wrote his totally off. And he's just totally off.
Oh, that one. Yeah, that was a long time ago. Tell me. I wonder who that was. It's probably something with Kabbalah nowadays. No, because I was learning Sifsei Chayin. Sifsei Chayin is Chassidus. I love what's Chassidus. So I started. Oh no, I was learning Shahar Orim maybe. And I started. You know, I had a question. What about this? What about this? He's like, let me tell you something. It's like, right when you start learning these things, he says, you just have to learn. You can't. You don't know anything yet. So how you're going to ask the question? You don't know. Just keep learning. And then he told me about this guy. He said somebody handed off a kuntras to him in Kabbalah, I guess. And he's like, the guy was totally off. The whole thing from A to Z was just he's already off. He's like, just keep learning. That's what he said. That's what you need sometimes. Like sometimes you can't ask. The Chacham starts asking all these crazy questions. You're not a Kaili for that yet. Right now, just be mitzamzem yourself. Just let's stay in this lane. Right? That's what you teach the Chacham sometimes. Chacham, we know, is Koachma. Chachma is Koachma, the Koach to say what, but in a way of anava. Like Moshe Aaron, Naf Numa, what are we? So the Rambam says you have to teach each kid on his his Madrega. Ketzed, im hayakatan otipesh, if he's low level, amlo b'ni, kulana hayinu avadim kimo shiv chazu, o kimo evid zib mitzrayim. Sound very basic. We were slaves in Mitzrayim. Ubalayla hazeh, and in this night, Pada, Osana, Kodesh Bavu, Yotzenu, L'Cheirus, and Kodesh Bavu redeemed us, and he took us out of L'Cheirus. Adkan, you got the mitzvah. If you say that, you literally got the mitzvah of Sipur Sis Mitzrayim for those children. That's it. That's why Avadim Hayinu really is. Okay, Pesach Matzah, more you have to say. Also, that's part of the Iker, we'll talk about part of the Iker mitzvah. But that's really the mitzvah. That's really, really the mitzvah.
Regardless of Yosef, for all four
kids?
Sons or type sons?
Probably. I don't know. There's no real gedarim in this mitzvah.
I'm saying even if you're not answering what they need.
Could be. You're selling over. Right. Maybe that's why it says Lahudi Labanim. Just tell them something. It doesn't have to be a chiddush, necessarily.
No, you just stop telling the story. Like, say it out.
Right, I'm saying you just said that before everyone needs their own.
But I don't know if it needs... So, I don't know.
Yeah, so what happens if you have like...
Again, this Rambam here is explaining the...
What's funny is there's no you can't parse stories out from what the Seder says. It's funny. Lodia, like you can say like Dakistic, like what's the difference between Lodia and Higirta, like Figarta? It's the same like content. Like,
well, that we were given a Haggadah, but before the Haggadah was established, there was still a mitzvah of Higata Levincha. Somebody just established the Haggadah, whether it's Eliyahu Navi or whoever gave us a source booklet to be make sure that everybody had. It's like a siddur, right? There was a time where before siddurim, siddur and haggadah is the same thing. It's free country between you and Kadosh Baruch Hu. But now they gave us a structure to follow. But so in the basic, you'll be mekayim. Everybody knows manashtana, and the kids aren't asking the questions anymore. They're telling you. They're not really asking. It's like a davening. A person can daven every day. He's not really asking because we're praising him. He's just saying the words. Yet it still counts as a shvach, a bakasha, a huda.
It's funny for the
kids can see it in Yiddish and Hebrew and English and Spanish and Russian. And,
I mean, sometimes it's geschmack, but rather move on.
So now, before Pesach, if they wanted us to have extra things in the Agada, whatever, they would have added it. Let's stick to that.
But at the same time, there is a meshubach. You have to know what that means. It's in the Haggadah we say that they were up all night speaking. So obviously they were adding stuff. They weren't just reading the words. And could be the Haggadah only came after the Rabbi Kiva. Right? Chari came after them. I don't know exactly what that means. I don't argue on Rav Chaim. Whoever it was, but isn't that the whole thing? Yeah, what does he mean?
Meaning, I think, stick to the Haggadah. Let's talk about the Haggadah, not outside.
Oh, that could be true. It says Harizim Meshubach is only in the Sipur, not on the, Hilchas, whatever. Even though it's a stomach, it's a kash on the Chacham. You know, at the end of the day, you're teaching the kid Hilchas Pesach on the night by the Seder, you're teaching Hilchas Pesach. Is that what it means? Because it doesn't really make sense at the end of the day. You're still not teaching Hilchas Pesach by Lil Seder. So I don't know exactly what that means. You're teaching the Chacham. Unless it means, listen, he needs that, so you have to give him a little bit of Hilchas Pesach, even though that's not the tachas of the night.
What are you doing? You have different age kids.
That's a stomachache. You have to.
You could say that you get your
walking stick and get your turban and then for brain.
Well, based on your musar, the halacha isn't maybe not literal, but halacha is making gedarim around like making path. Because he's like way out.
Yeah, but the mice, it's just Shem Halacha.
Okay.
Let's go right there. V'im haya ben gadol v'chacham. So now the Rambam says, what happens if you give a smarter kid? That's, he doesn't need to know. He already knows that the, not that he already knows, because we know that even if you're cool on the vonim, even if you already know, you still have to say it over. So the Rambam's not saying if your kid is a chacham and he already knows it, rather it's not going to probably inspire him in any way. Or it's not, that's, I don't know exactly what he means. Again, we already know, and we're going to see in a second. Kulam nevonim, kulam chacham, kulam nevonim. If we already know the story, still have to say it over. Even the biggest tzaddikim, the night of Pesach, are saying over the story in the most simple way, many of them. So what does the Rambam mean? So what's the difference between a katan and a gadol? Right? Not the, so what is it by the gadol? Modiu mashir lano b'mitzrayim v'nisim shenasu lano aydei Moshe Rabbeinu hakol fidei dal shaben. You tell over more of the story. Right? For the little kids, you tell over the basic, it sounds like. Here, you modiu a little bit more. Maybe a little bit more, maybe a little bit of medrash here and there. I mean, the little kids aren't going to follow the drushes. Vayero, you know, vayanunu, they're not going to follow a little bit. The gadol, you tell over a little bit more. Get mitzvah halacha gimel. Vitzarech lasas shinoi belayla hazeh. You need to make a shinoi in this night, a change. Kedei sheyiru habanim, so the kids see. V'yishalu, and they ask. Even though it's not dependent on asking, like we said, we got to levincha. Still, there's an aspect where we want to be ma'orer them to ask. We want to be ma'orer them to ask because questions are very, very important. Until they could ask these questions, and then you answer them. This is what happened. This is why we're here tonight, doing all these funny things. So it's interesting, and we learned this in Bavli. He mentioned this early, early, early on. He compared it to the Haggadah, the Seder. And you see here that the whole thing is question answering. Just tell over a story. My kids don't ask every detail of a story. I mean, they say, "Ta, tell me a story." And so I tell them the whole story. But here, we dafka want them to ask. Why? Why don't I just tell them a story? Kindle, everybody sit down. Let me tell you a story. Well, why do we have to get them to ask? Because they have to be in it. Even though, when you tell them a story, they're in it too. I have a kid, I want to tell you a nice story. They're like, "Oh, let's hear a story."
You're telling it by Bilvavi.
They're just listening. It's more passive. Bilvavi.
Part of the Indian is that they have to feel, they have to feel connected to the Indian.
Make a skit.
Like they also make a skit. Mitzrayim.
I don't know which chapter.
That's why it also says Hashenu De'elishol. See, nowadays, in a certain way, it could be, again, this is a chiddush, every kid's almost like a Shein HaDe'elishol in a certain way, because they already know everything. They're telling their parents, not asking. They're just telling them, not asking. So, At Pesach Lo is that you open them up by, right, usually the father tells over to the kids, but here, you invoke them to ask. You let them be the teachers to you. Like, oh, what did you learn? That itself is letting them get involved, get engaged in it. So even though they're not really asking, but in a certain way, that's getting them in.
That's the other way the whole Gemara set up also.
What?
Questions, it's all...
You think Gemara in general?
Yeah, questions back and forth, and that's how we bring things out. That's how we remember things, that's how we get to the next level.
That's questions and answers. Kasha, Gemara, I said, I think one of the shirim a long time ago, that what does Tosas call a... I mean, the Gemara says, what's the Gemara, what Tosas call a big question? A pircha... Yeah, is it Bam Kasha? Bam Kasha. A pircha. A pircha. A pircha is perach. Avod is perach. Right, the avodas parach in Mitzrayim, it's a pircha, that's a question. Right, that's what it's parach. And the answer is like the geula. That's the answer is the tshuva. Right, tshuva is an answer to that. Akoponim. So on the night we have to make things change. We have to change. They ask questions, and the Rambam says in the second halacha, v'ketzad, v'ketzad mishana. How do you make the changes? So what do you know? If I would say, what changes do you make? So you would say, well, we eat matzah, and we eat murr, and we dip twice. Ram says, okay, to Mishana, mechalek them klois ve'gozen. Give them nuts, give them prizes.
Did The Nutzel got him to ask, like, why give me nuts? No one wants this.
He wasn't living in America.
It says, give them other things. So now there's maybe giving them candies. But I don't understand even what that's, why they're at a Shinai, what that's trying to do. But Okri Mashochem and Lefneim, move the table, even though we don't do that anymore. We do that with the Seder plate, the Ka'ara we do that with. Right? It's interesting. The word Okri is the same letters as Ka'ara. See that? Interesting. V'okri Mashochem and Lefneim, Kodem Shiyochem, before they eat. V'chotvim Matzah Zem Miyad Zeh. Chap the Matzahs. Pashup Shad. You could be taking the Matzahs. There's a... Remember the kids take the matzahs, we take them, getting them to the end, to be engaged. All these types of things. Do things that are different. So nowadays, I think part of the actual mitzvah is dafka, specifically nowadays when everybody knows everything, is to actually do some crazy stuff. Like either dress up, do different stuff. It's part of the sipur. I just bought, we'll see if it comes, I just bought a 7-foot by 5-foot like drape of Egypt, like a background.
That's cool.
I'll put up on my wall.
Oh wow! But we got like a sheet.
Big.
I always wanted to get a real sheep, like delivered to my house, and like keep it outside.
A real sheep.
Yeah, like just
that's
the
next level. Good
just
for
like,
you.
Like, no, I would run that one by your wife before you. No, I hit it.
You got to tie it to the bedpost.
We spoke about it.
All that stuff.
Yeah, but you have to change things up.
Golf balls are good. Golf balls.
Buff right now.
Comes with a.
Also, like 100 golf balls.
Awesome.
Yeah. Bouncing everywhere.
It's a picture.
Oh, sorry. Ping pong balls.
So Zali just painted into this thing. You saw this? I've never seen Zali's. I ordered it. You know Zali's been putting out these paintings. You saw this?
Yeah.
So he just made a new one. A Kriyas Yamsuf one.
Yeah.
So I asked him. He sends it to Print on Point. I printed it at Purim one. I printed a poster. It's like, I don't know. And I'm going to put it on my wall.
He posted on your chat that you don't have access to.
Oh, because I told him to put it on there. Yeah. I said, put it on the thing. No, and I sent it to Print on Point. I'm going to print them out. I'm going to put it on my walls. This year is going to be different. I want to make my walls Pesach Dik. What I want to do is I want to get a drape that has like a Kriyas Yamsuf that it splits. And you walk into it in your dining room and out, you know? Like,
another one of those posters just cut in the middle.
That's what I'm doing. Like a big drape just cutting in the middle, yeah. With strings. I don't know if I'll do it, but...
You know what, just for Gamal here, it's like official piece of jello, the red one.
Jello, yeah.
Jello, you know, but don't let it get hard, whatever. And I got these like fake IV bags, and I filled them up with blood, like this fake blood, whatever, and I brought them to the table. I'm like, guys, so I got to do like things to make them...
Change it up.
Right.
Ain lo ben ish to shalto. So if you, but now he goes in. Now he goes back to where he was holding before. And if there's no kid, if there's no son, ish to shalto. Then the wife should ask the questions. Ain lo isha, if there's no son of a wife, shalon zeze. The people at the seder should ask each other, the friends. Manashtana halayla zeh. Right, it's interesting that should have been earlier. But he vafilu hayu. So it's interesting because he only brought it here is because there's no inyan to like do things different for your wife or something. The changes are for your kids.
So it's interesting. I think with a wife, it's like don't we say other, again? It could be not related, but other things like havdalah tzkanai if your wife has to make havdalah for you, or these.
This one is brachas. That's brachas. These are questions, and you're supposed to be answering. I mean, they're still on you to answer, but they're supposed to ask the questions. It's a big inyan. Afilu hayu kulanu chachamim. Even if everybody knows everything, hayu levado, or you're by yourself, shoa la'atzmo, ma. You still have to ask yourself, oh, okay, I'm sorry, I didn't realize what time it was. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow.